We do have a few prayer requests. The first one, pray for Michael's grandmother, who is in the hospital due to having a stroke. They are living in Kentucky. And then prayers for the family of Dennis Beck, who made his final move to his heavenly home with the Lord. And then the family of Jerry Savelle. I hope I said that right, Lord. Pray for his family as he made his move as well.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We know, amen, as I said earlier, that the fixing favorite prayer of a righteous event is much. And so, Father God, we come before you, God, with the prayers for Michael. Amen. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, that you're going to strengthen, amen, amen, the family, God. We just pray, God, that your will be done, Father God. And we pray for his grandmother, amen, who's in the hospital, amen. We just pray, God, amen, knowing that you are able to touch, heal, deliver, and to set free, amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we pray for the family of Dennis Beck. Amen. Because of and for the family of Jerry if I'm not pronouncing that right, y'all forgive me, for Savelle. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Father God, and we pray for the family, God, that you're going to give them family the strength, oh God, to believe and to trust you, God, that they are in a better place, God. And we just thank you, God, oh God, for the family, oh God, that is going through everywhere. Now, Father God, I want to come before you today, God, and pray for people, God, pray for people everywhere, God. Amen, to pray against strifes and hatreds and violence, amen, in the hearts of the people. Father God, we pray, amen, to you, God, because you is loving. God, we thank you for the love, the joy, and the peace, and the experience, oh God, that you give us. Amen. To trust in you, God. Amen. Amen. By peoples everywhere, God. And we just said we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares. Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Yes. We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Pastor Lindell Brown. His title, Stand Fast in the Lord.
Amen. And before y'all start talking smack about our brother here, that's not his phone ringing or text messages. Yeah. That is his blood sugar monitor alerting him.
Yes. Yes, amen.
You're good, brother. We are so glad you could come.
God is good. You know, I thank God for this now. Because you guys just stick your feet.
Yeah.
Amen. At least I don't have to do that no more. Amen. So I just thank God for favor.
Yeah. How long did you pray for that sticking in your finger to stop?
Oh, I prayed for many years.
And look at you now. Look at God go.
Yeah, I prayed for that for years. Amen. The doctor kept saying, well, I don't think your insurance will take care of. Kind of find out, hey, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, they approved it. So yeah. God is good. Yeah. Well, you know what? When you are faithful to God, God will be faithful to you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He'll make things for just right for you. Amen. So in my closing, amen, here, amen, let me go back to Ephesians 6. Amen. The sixth chapter, amen, from the 10th verse down. I'm fit to read the 16th verse where it says, above all, amen, take the shield of faith. Amen. Amen. Wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. And so to keep, amen, amen, to keep standing, amen, firm, amen, amen, you got to have the shield of faith. Amen, you got to keep, amen, amen, the shield of faith, amen, that we can all stand against the fire. Because, you know, fiery darts are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes, they're going to come, y'all. Mm-hmm. Until we leave this world, fiery darts is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, to try to take us down. But somebody got to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. Amen. Don't be again entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So somebody got to make a stand. Amen. In this evil, amen, and lasting days. But in the 17th verse, it says, take on the helmet of salvation. Amen. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. We got to keep the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep it within us. What did David say? David said, thy word, huh, that I hid in my heart, that I what? Might not sin against thee. Amen. We got to keep the word in our heart. Amen. The word will work for you if you let it. Amen.
There was a lot of years that I was putting the word in, and the enemy had me convinced that I really wasn't understanding it. But it's, as long as you keep putting it in, it's still going into your spirit.
It is.
And your spirit brings it up when you need it.
When you need it. And you know what? That was the time when I started reading the word. You know, now they got all types of Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Easy reading Bibles. And amen. But I like the King James Version. Mm-hmm. Even when I couldn't understand, you know, it's a King James is a hard Bible to really understand.
It is, yes.
And so I used to read it, and I used to read. I said, God, I don't understand. Lord, if you just show me what it's talking about, and by my surprise, there'd be a preacher on exactly what I read, come on and explain it. That exactly what I read. Come on, don't tell me that God will open up your understanding. Amen. When you
good like that.
Yeah, I love him when he does things like that. I'll be reading something, and then I say, Lord, I just read that. So God is good. So I'm telling you, Church of the Body of Christ, keep standing.
I've had that experience just from this program.
Yes.
The way that the Lord weaves it all together for the years and years that I was listening on the other side and wasn't in this room. The Lord weaves everything together.
Sure will.
And he does. He's awesome.
He's awesome. He wonderful. And then it said here, it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be, amen, given to me that I may, amen, that I may, amen, open my mind boldly and make it known the mystery of the gospel. Come on, y'all. It's time that we spread the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It said, for which I am an ambassador, that being I may speak boldly and as I ought to speak, but that ye may know my affairs and how I do. Amen. You know, God is so good. He would give us instruction on how we are to do things. Amen. But it said, let me skip down to the 13th verse. It said, peace be to brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace be with you all. May all them that love our God, Jesus Christ, in sincerity. Amen. So I thank God. Amen. I'm encouraging you in the body of Christ to stay alert, be guarded, continue in your prayer, continue to keep standing, continue to keep trusting, and continue to keep believing that God would do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. So that's why I know I have to keep standing firm, amen, in the Lord, because I know he's going to work things out in my favor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time, God is good. You know,
as you were talking about the shield of faith, I seen something. I saw something, seen something. Anyway, y'all get it.
Yes.
The Lord showed me something. There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the shield of faith, when we believe something is coming against us, we can put our shield of faith up.
Yes.
I'm a child of God.
Yes.
No.
Right.
It can also be used as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
When something's a little too close to you, pop it.
Yeah. All right.
Smack it.
Yeah.
Knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
You can't mm-hmm. have me.
Yeah. Or you just tell the enemy, hey, I'm not going there today.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not playing with you today.
Yeah.
You better move on around.
When you see... Okay, y'all.
Yeah.
When you see him coming.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
When you first see him.
Yes.
Pop.
Mm-hmm.
I see. It was. The Lord's so cool. He knows me so well.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a baseball bat. It's coming at you. It's coming at you. It's coming at you. Get that shield of faith up.
Yes.
And then don't just sit there and hold it. Swing it.
Swing it.
Knock that dart back to the enemy's camp.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let it take its destruction back to the enemy's camp. because it cannot and it will not come to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
Amen. Can I take this time and pray real quick? I just feel a spirit of prayer on me.
Yes.
Amen. I just want to pray for those that are listening to the word did this morning. We're just going to pray for strength for you, whatever you're facing in your life, whatever you trying to come against you. Amen. We just want to pray that the Lord is your strength. Amen. We just going to pray, amen, that God will just continue to bless and touch you, whatever you're facing. Oh, God, that will give you the ability to keep moving in the things of God and not to give up. Amen. You may be sick in your body. You may be going through disease. The doctor may have gave you a bad report. But I said today you are healed because of the blood of Jesus. Keep standing on the word of God, because it is the word is going to help us to go through, to face things in our life that give us the strength, amen, the ability to know that all is well. And we just want to say we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God's so cool. Mm-hmm. He's so good.
Yes, he also.
If you're struggling and you've never picked up the Bible to read it, I don't know who needs to hear this today, mm-hmm. but I believe somebody needs to hear this today. You've got promises from God in that book. You've got promises from the God Almighty, from your Father in heaven. Amen. I want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you today. Pick the Bible up. Pick God's word up today and start reading it. Get to know who he is, who Jesus is, the one he sent to save you.
Amen.
He cares about your soul.
Yes.
He wants you home with him again.
Yes.
Pick up the Bible. Dust it off. Start reading it so that he can show you the promises that are for you, because he's got promises for you. And if you don't pick his word up, if you don't read the Bible, you're not going to know. You're not going to know. I didn't know.
Because you know what? I believe I let the church know. I think it was this past Sunday. Everything that you are facing today or going through, all you got to do is pick up your word.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
On how to handle.
Basic instructions basic before instructions leaving
how
earth.
To face it.
Yep. Yes.
Amen. It's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Everything a part of your life. Marriage, home,
mm-hmm.
family, children. Amen. Work, finances. Amen. Everything is in the word.
There's nothing new under the sun.
It's nothing. So guess what? You got to stand on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got to stand on the word of God. The Bible, the scripture said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Huh? But he said, but my word,
it never will.
Mm-hmm. It shall remain. So guess what? I got to keep standing on the word of God. I don't have nothing else to stand on.
Right.
But God, you know what? I trust you. Mm-hmm. Amen. I trust you. I know you're going to provide for you. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, it's just like people ask me some days, how you doing? I said, well, you know, I have good days. I have bad days. But all of my good days, I weigh my bad uh-huh. days.
Amen.
Why? Because I trust God. Mm-hmm. Amen. If Jesus suffered through some things, guess what? We don't suffer, huh?
Yep.
Because the scripture tell us, I believe it's in Acts, is that for as much as Christ has suffered in the flesh, for us to do what? To arm ourselves likewise.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets us know, amen, you got to keep standing even though things come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're going to have some good days. Amen. You're going to have some terrible days, but God, I still trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's nothing that too hard for you that you can't bring me out. Amen. So keep trusting God today. Amen. Keep the faith to believing in God, knowing that God is going to, let me say it in our language, God have my back.
Yes. Amen.
I know God have my back. Amen. The enemy don't want me to think so. But let me let you know a secret, something, enemy. God have my back. Come on. Amen. You already, devil, I'm going to speak to the enemy. You already been defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Because yes. of the blood of Jesus. Amen. God is good.
All the time.
I love him, y'all. I just love him to life.
I used to be a very angry person, Lindell. But God.
But God.
You know, I had a lot of hurt.
Yes.
And it turned to bitterness. I didn't understand how. I just didn't understand. Mm-hmm. And my hurt and anger became bitterness. But God is faithful.
Yes.
And he even wants that. Mm-hmm. I thought, I was twisted, brother. I thought that I could only give God because he was holy. Mm-hmm. Because God is holy.
Yes, he is.
I thought that I could only give him the good parts of me. Oh, I can't give that to God because he's so holy. He don't want that part of me. That was a lie from the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. But God is faithful.
God is faithful.
And I heard him say one day, give me all of you.
Oh, that's right.
I want it all, daughter.
Yes,
I want
yes.
your good. I want your bad. Yes. And I even want the ugly.
Yes.
I want it all.
Oh.
Bring it to me. And watch me. Watch what I can do.
Amen. Yes.
And now I'm just a sissy for the Lord. And now I don't have that. I mean, I was one of the ones that if I seen you looking at me sideways, I was gonna come throat punch you.
Yeah.
I wasn't even gonna say nothing. Just walk up and clock.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's who I was. But my Jesus, when I received my Jesus, truly, and I gave him my whole heart, he took all of that and exchanged it for a life worth living. Gave me something to sing about.
Yes. As the scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he's
a new creature.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Yes.
And with that being new, now I can't use that as an excuse to go around and throw punch people.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I throat punched you. I'm a new creature and I'm learning. Excuse me, I'm sorry I punched you in the throat. I'm a new creature. It's okay. I'm a new creature. I'm learning. No, I'm sorry. That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot use being a new Christian, a new creature in Christ, as an excuse for my old behaviors when they rise up. So I got to make sure, I got to guard my heart and not let it get twisted again.
Amen.
I got to fight the good fight and say, no, that ain't right. I got to kick that to the dirt.
Yes. That's right.
All the time.
Yes.
Now, before we sign off, would you be so kind and share with everyone your church, location, times of services, and anything else that you would like to share, sir?
Amen. I'd like y'all to come. If you don't have a church home, you don't have a place to worship, or if you just want to come by and just visit, you can come to Grace Temple Worship Center at 601 West 20th Street. Amen. Here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Amen. It's just right up the road from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't miss that sign. Amen. Tall sign said Grace Temple Worship Center. Come by, worship us Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Sunday evening, amen, at 6 o'clock, amen, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, amen. You come, they have women, amen, study, which is today, amen, at 5:30, come by and, amen, and just to spend some time with us. We have a great time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We appreciate you coming and sharing. This has been a good word.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Lindell Brown, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.